නයිනම් චින්දන්ති ශස්ත්‍රාණි නයිනම් දහති පාවක නයිනම් වේදයන්ති ආපෝ න ශෝෂයති මාරුතා නයිනං චින්දන්ති ශස්ත්‍රාණි නයිනං චින්දන්ති ශස්ත්‍රාණි නයිනං දහති පාවක නයිනං දහති පාවක නච්චයිනං ක්ලේදයන්ති ආපෝ නච්චයිනං ක්ලේදයන්ති ආපෝ නශෝෂයති මාරුතා නශෝෂයති මාරුතා No,
no,
never,
never.
Enam,
enam,
unto this soul,
chindanti,
chindanti,
can cut into pieces,
shastrani,
shastrani,
all weapons.
Na,
na, never,
never.
Enam,
enam,
unto this soul. Dahati,
burns,
pavakaha,
fire.
Na,
never,
cha,
also,
enam,
unto this soul,
kledayanti,
moistens,
apaha,
water,
na,
never,
shoshayati,
dries,
marutaha,
wind.
Translation. The soul can never be cut into pieces by any weapon. Nor can he be burned by fire, nor moistened by water, nor withered by the wind.
So, here is another puzzle for the Western scientists. Because they are contemplating an except in within this earth, in other planets, there is no life. Because the atmosphere is different, they cannot live there. Now, take for example, the sun planet, fiery planet. So, naturally, you shall imagine that no living entity can live there. It is fiery planet. But Krishna says that Nainara Dahati Pavaka. The fire does not burn it. This is quite reasonable. Because the living entities are there, we can experience. Roughly, we see that we are on the land and the aquatic fishes there in the water. I cannot live within the water, neither the fish cannot live on the land. But from my experience, if we think that there is no living entity in the water, is it not Askalda? Similarly, these rascals are thinking from his own point of view. Because he cannot live within the fire or within the water. He is thinking there is no life within the fire. This is us. To refute this rascal, Krishna says, Nai namadahati pavaka. Even within the fire, there are living entities. Therefore, Krishna says, Himamadhivasthati yugam prattamana hamabhaya. I spoke, first of all, this Bhagavad Gita system to the sun god. Now, rascals will think that how there is a god or there is a person in the sun planet. They think like that. concerned. Everything flows on and around Krishna. This is modern science. I cannot think of such thing, therefore there cannot be any such thing. Just like everything should be within my experience. This is why. They will never admit that what is your experience? You are imperfect, your senses are imperfect. How you can be perfectly experienced? It is not possible. Achinta. There are so many inconceivable powers acting on behalf of Krishna. What are you? You may see some people that you have become God, that is another thing. But the inconceivable potency of Krishna, they are working differently. Srila Jiva Goswami says that unless we accept this principle that Krishna, a God, has got inconceivable power, achinta, shakti, we cannot understand. If we put Krishna within the jurisdiction of my limited understanding, that is not understanding of Krishna. Manushana sahasresi kasti jadati siddha. That inconceivable power is also within us. We do not know. So many things are happening. The example that I gave many times, that the one nail was taken off. Still, it grew exactly to the size of the nail. In my personal modern day. So, the doctors cannot make exactly fitting nail, but it is growing exactly to the size. Even if it is inconceivable to me, how it is going. Even my hair grows inconceivable, I do not know. I cut every week and it still grows. There's so many a little inconceivable power within me. I am part and parcel of God. So just imagine how much inconceivable power is there in Krishna. It is common sense. We understand from the Shastras that Krishna has Garbhodakshai Vishnu. He created water within this universe and lied down. Garbhodakshai Vishnu. Now, we cannot conceive that how a person can produce water from the body like the sea and ocean. But if you think over little soberly, that sometimes we perspire, we get perspiration, that is water. In India you have got a special experience during summer season. Sometimes a small pot can be filled up with the water produced from my body, like this. Of course, one must be healthy man, then he'll perspire and water will come out from the body. So I am limited. I am only a small particle of Krishna's body, part and parcel. If I have got this power of producing water, maybe 1 grain or 2 grain or 1 ounce, Krishna has got unlimited power. Why not see? Where is the difficulty to understand? He can produce unlimited quantity of water, which may be known as ocean and sea. Yato vahimani bhutani jayanti. Devam Veda says that from whom all these 5 elements have come into being. And Krishna says, Bhumirapa anala vayu khangmano buddhiri vata ahankareti yangli hinna pagiti astadha than my energy. Everything is Krishna's energy he can produce. Try to verify from the example, because you are a little sample of Krishna. You can study what you are doing, what you are feeling, what you are acting, the same thing in unlimited quantity Krishna has called you for. That's all. So, here it is said, Arjuna might be thinking that Krishna says this body is different from the soul. The soul is within. So now suppose when I place my soul on the body of my grandfather or my kinsman, the body will cut. And in the meantime, the soul is within the body, it may be cut. Because the soul is there. By accidentally, he may be cut. Therefore, Krishna says very distinctly, Naina Chindanti Shastrani. That soul cannot be cut. Anyway, it cannot be pierced by your arrows, it cannot be cut into pieces by your sword, or if you use firearms, it is not burned. Dairam dahati pav. This is the position of Shastrani. Immutable, indestructible. Another, this is the negative description of the soul. Nainam sandanti shastrani, sindanti shastrani. Is there anything in this material world which cannot be cut into pieces? Have you got any experience? Take wood, stone, iron, or anything. It can be cut into pieces. Therefore, when Krishna says, Nainam Chindanti Shastrani, that means it is nothing like anything material element. It is divine. It is divine. Any material element. There are earth, water, fire, air, and ether. You can prepare weapons from earth. Water you cannot do now, but there can be a weapon from the water. That was used in the battle of Kurukshetra. Here, the atomic bomb is thrown, Brahmastra, from the other side. The watery astra is thrown so that the energy of the atomic bomb is immediately finished. Now, what the scientists know now, although they have manufactured atomic bomb, but they are unable to manufacture another weapon, counteraction of atomic bomb. That is not possible. But there is. Atomic bomb is fiery. And if you manufacture another bomb, which is watery, then you can counteract. Because fire means I charge you with some kind of weapon, you have to protect yourself by this counteract. That was going. So, nainam sundanti satrani, nainam dahati bhava. So it is quite natural to understand that if there is living entity within the earth, within the water, even in the air, that is experience. Here there are so many living entities in the water, invisible, not seen by the naked eye. By microscope you can see so many germs are there in the water, in the air. So why not in the fire? Fire is also one of the material elements. Therefore, the sun planet, although it is fiery planet, there is inhabitation of different type of human beings who may be called as demi gods. But there are similar buildings, similar persons, cities, motor cars, everything. Everything is there. Otherwise, how Krishna could go there and say that imam vivasati yogam prasthamana hamambayam, unless it is exactly a planet like this, where living entities, houses, roads and cars and everything is there, as Krishna adventures himself within this planet. He came here. Krishna can go anywhere. Krishna, when was present, he was going anywhere. Sometimes he is in the water, sometimes he is in the walls of the universe, sometimes in the spiritual world. He went to the spiritual world, taking Arjuna with him. Arjuna also went with him. And he saw the Karunasai Vishnu in the spiritual world. These things are there, described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He could go anywhere. They were going to the heavenly planet. That is Krishna. That Guruji, he has one slap and he is blind. Not like that. Krishna could go, Krishna can go, other he is called omnipotent, all powerful. So unless we think of Krishna possessing inconceivable powers, we cannot understand Krishna. Nainam sindanti sastrani, nainam dahati pava. Another study from this verse is that the Mayavadi philosophy, they say that spirit is one, the supreme spirit impersonal. When the spirit is embodied, it becomes individual. This is their philosophy. Otherwise, they give the example, just like there is water on the sea, it is also sustained on the earth, a big mass of water. And on that water, you can put one boat or sea full of water. And on that boat, you put another, a cup of water. And in the cup of water, you put another pot, a small cup or small utensil, or in the skin of a grain, there that will also contain. So their philosophy is that the water is one, but according to the pot or container, it becomes small and big. This is their philosophy. And when the container is broken, then the whole water becomes one. This is their philosophy. Now this nonsense philosophy is refuted in this verse. How? Now because spirit, either you take whole spirit or part spirit, nainam chindanti sastrani, you cannot divide it by cutting into pieces. That is not possible. So, their philosophy is that the water has been put into different pots. Therefore, we see this small water, this smaller or bigger, this division. But they are all individual, always. It is not that it has been divided. Mamaivamsa jiva bhuta jiva loka sanatana. Sanatana. Sanatana means eternally they are divided. It is not that it has been divided by some means, as if like we keep water in big pot or small pot. That is not possible. They are being or small eternal. Vishnu tattva, jiva tattva. The jiva tattva, they are small fragments. That is eternal. Vishnu tattva. Vishnu tattva means the supreme personality of God. Vishnu tattva is unlimitedly grace, eternal, sanatana, and the use of their infinitesimally smaller, eternal, not that it has been cut into small and big, no. So this Mahavadi story cannot stand here if we accept the Bhagavad Gita statement. Nainam Chindanti Shastra. It is not divided by some means. No. It is already divided. It is already divided. Neither the small piece of soul or the big piece of soul, you can divide. Nainam Chindanti Shastra. Nainam Dahati Pavaka. Rachainam Kredayanti Apo. Nasu Sahiti Maruta. There are earth, water, fire, air. So none of these material things can act on the soul. It is not that because air dries up everything, anything. Big ocean is dried up by evaporation. Big river, big lakes are evaporated. But the soul cannot be evaporated. This is the distinction. The air can evaporate a big ocean. That's why it is being done. As the days is gone, the sea water will be evaporated. And at the end there will be no water. These are the statements. Towards destruction. There will be no water, just like now it is already begun. There is scarcity of water, no rainfall. So we see that the lakes and rivers and other water reservoirs, they are becoming dried up. Samson is telling that river, what is that lake? Drying up. So, there must be dry up and there must be supply. Nature's way, that is the way. But with the advancement of Kali Yuga, there will be scarcity of supply, but the water is dry. Gradually. The result will be there will be no water. As there will be no water, everything, all living entities, vegetation, living beings, everything will finish, will die. For hundreds of years there will be no water. And then, when everything is finished, dried up, burned into ashes, the sunshine, the glare of the sunshine will be 12 times increased. And there will be no water. How one can live? Everything on this planet will be finished. And then, being warmer, warmer, there will be fire. And the fire, all planets of the universe will be burnt into ashes. Then there will be rainfall. For 100 years. So the whole universe will be filled up with water. Then it will be evaporated. And the whole universe, cosmic manifestation, finished. This is called annihilation. So, in Bhagavad Gita, there is a statement that when everything is annihilated, the spiritual world is not annihilated. So as the spiritual world does not annihilate, similarly the soul is spirit, by any such disturbances, the soul is never born, indestructible, immutable. So Krishna is explaining in different ways the nature of the soul. We have to take it seriously. Then we get perfect knowledge.
Next verse, it
is. Tejo, ayam,
adakyo
ayam
akledyo ashoshya
eva
cha
nitya
sarva
gataha
stanur
acholo
ayam
sanatana
ashtedyo yam adakyo yam
ashtedyo yam adakyo yam
Akledyo shoshya eva cha,
akledyo shoshya eva cha,
nityas sarva gatas tanur,
nityas sarva gatas tanur,
acholoyam sanatana,
acholoyam sanatana,
ascheyo,
unbreakable,
ayam,
this soul,
adahyaha,
cannot be burned.
Ayam,
this soul,
akledyaha,
insoluble.
Ashoshyaha,
cannot be dried.
Eva,
certainly.
Cha,
and.
Nitya,
everlasting.
Sarvagataha,
all pervading.
Stanu,
unchangeable.
Achala,
immovable.
Ayam,
this soul.
Sanatanaha,
eternally the same.
Translation.
This individual soul is unbreakable and insoluble, and can be neither burned nor dried. He is everlasting, all-pervading, unchangeable, immovable, and eternally the same.
So, this is another way, negative way. In the previous class, Krishna says, Trainam sanna chindanti satrani. Now, negatively, or passively, he says that akshidaya. And everywhere Krishna is suggesting the immortality of the soul. There are five elements, earth, water, fire, air. So none of these elements can act on the soul. He can prepare soul, cutting soul from earth, from metal. But he does not mean that you can cut anything material with your soul, but you cannot cut the spirit soul with your soul or with your other material weapons. Neither achidvayam padarja, neither you can burn with fire, neither you can moisten it with water, neither you can dry. In every respect, Krishna explains how soul is immovable. Another significance is nitya sarvagataha. Sarvagata means all pervading, everywhere the soul is there. Even within the stone, even within the sand, there. How these people can say there is no existence of living entity in the moon planet. Sarvabhava. We have seen sometimes that from the stone, I have marked it, there is one, Juma Masjid in Agra. On the top of the stone dome, a plant has come out on the top. Now, who has gone to place that seed? That a banyan tree, banyan plant has come out, and it has cracked the stone. So nobody has gone there. But this means the soul is everywhere. As soon as it gets the opportunity, it accepts a material body. As soon as there is opportunity. That is explained in the chapter.
Now, how does the material work is, and how the soul is actually utilizing the energy of God in different ways. It is said in the scripture that the souls are promoted to the third primary system in one planet or another planet. They also, as they come down on the third system,
It's like you get visa for going to a foreign country. As soon as the visa period is over, the visa department immediately reminds you that your visa is finished, now you must go. You must go out. So the whole, the Punya Lok, the higher planetary system, Sangalo, you can go there by your past activity, by performing big yogas, punna, past activity, go there. But, kine punne puno makhalu, pangalusanti, when your punna, which is also a limited thing, when it is finished, you have to come back. It is said that when they come back on this planet, they come through the water, showers, and they pour down on this earth. Again, they begin their life as grass and something like that. Evolution. Kine punne puno matalu pankavishanti. Therefore, this elevation to the higher planetary system, Krishna condemned Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartino Arjuna. My dear Arjuna, even if you go to the higher planet, the Brahma Loka, to live for many millions of years, still when your effect of past activity will be finished, you will have to come back here. So, but he again says, Madhava Bhakti Apanat Jangana Vidyate, that if you try to come back to my place, then you will not come back. So, the Kurmis, Karmakandya, they are trying to be elevated to the heavenly planet, higher planetary system. That is not a very good idea. You can go to the higher planetary system by your past activities. First of all, in modern age, the people are so much impious, sinful, that is not also possible. They may go down. Jagannath guna vittisra bhogacchanti tamas. They are covered in ignorance. Ignorance is mind, woman and meat eating. So they are going down. There is no possibility of going higher planetary system. Not possible. Who will go to the higher planetary system? Urdhaṁ gacchanti sattasvā. Urdhaṁ means fire. Only those who are pious, they can be elevated. So even if you are pious, still, you have to come back again. This is the process. So sarvagata. Sarvagata means a soul is free to go anywhere. Anywhere. Full freedom, as he wants. That is also explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The Janti Deva Prata Jagman, Kitrin Janti Pitri Bhuta, Bhutenja Janti Bhutani, Madhja Jinoki Janti Ma. As you like. It is up to you. Make your selection. Where you want to be. You are somewhere or other. He has come here, that's all right. But Krishna gives you chance to be elevated. 20 planetary system in life. Ultimately, if you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, that is also the Madhyajino ki jantima. So if you want to go to the moon planet, there is no need of the Sputnik. There is a process. So that after this body, you become elevated to the moon planet. Why should you make a research for and become prepare research going to the moon? You just prepare yourself. There are different processes. If you want to go to the moon planet, you can go. If you want to go to the heavenly planet, you can go. Similarly, if you want to go to the planet where Krishna is, you can go. The same man, intelligent man, should consider that if I have to prepare myself for going, for being elevated to the higher planetary system, but we have to come back again, kine punne puno matala, why not endeavor for going back to Krishna? That is intelligent. But there are big yogis, they elevate themselves to the higher planetary system. They, before going to the spiritual world, they want to see how the higher planetary system is working. Just like visitors, tourists, they are going somewhere and drop, they examine somewhere to see. But you should not make such ambition. You should endeavor directly going back to home, back to God, Krishna. That should be your endeavor. Yes. But Jaji Nopi Jan, Janti Ma, and the process is very simple. Jajina, that was again Krishna, as we have introduced. This Mangalarati is offering for worship. Mad Jajina. Manmana Bhagavad Bhaktam Mad Jajina Agnavasturu. Jajina means worship. What is the difficulty? If by this simple process, Tattadiham Punarjana Naiti Mameti, can go back to Krishna, why we shall try for going to the heavenly planet, moon planet, this planet, where again we have to come from? Kene Punne Puno Vastu. This is intelligent. Thank you very much.